Welcome to the second episode of the Impact QA podcast series. In this episode, we dive into a topic that often sparks debate in the QA and DevOps world, which is performance engineering versus performance testing. What's the difference? When should each be applied? And why do both matter for building scalable, high-performing systems? Let's dive in.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Gabriella, your host, and I'm super excited about today's topic, performance engineering versus performance testing. With us today are two brilliant performance experts. We have Richa and Nagarjuna. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks, Gabriella. Really excited to be here.
Thank you so much, Gabby, for the introduction. And it's a pleasure to be here on the podcast alongside Richa.
Yeah, thank you guys both for being here. So let's start off with the fundamentals. People often confuse performance engineering with performance testing. Richa, can you clarify the difference between the two?
Yeah, sure. So basically, software performance engineering is like a holistic, proactive approach that integrates the performance considerations throughout the software development lifecycle from design through deployment. It's mostly about architecting your systems, say, for optimal performance from the ground up. This approach basically goes beyond the late stage checks and aims to build performance into the system from the very start. So if I talk about an example, one such example I can say think is, suppose you have to develop a solution with performance in the process from the start. Say, for example, if we are a product company serving customers in different geolocations, like maybe USA, Asia Pacific, we need to design a product in a way that works well for all the users in all the regions. So the goal here is to actually make sure it requires fewer changes, less maintenance, and still runs fast everywhere. One simple way basically to do this would be by using, say, cloud servers and a CDN, which is like our content delivery network. So basically with this setup, data will be stored in servers close to the users. People will get like faster access to the information because it is coming from the very nearest server. The product will feel quick and reliable no matter where the user is. And it will make the product like easier to manage and gives us users a smooth experience across the globe.
Well explained, Richa, about the performance engineering. Let me take performance testing. In contrast, software performance testing is a validation process. We can call it as a reactive. It's a focused activity conducted towards the end of the development. It's about validating the performance of a developed system under specific conditions to ensure benchmarks such as system speed, stability, scalability, responsiveness, and reliability under specific workload. To break down, we can call performance engineering is a proactive end-to-end approach embedded through the SDLC to ensure systems are designed for performance from the start, whereas performance testing is a reactive validation process usually done during the later part of development to check if application meets performance benchmark.
Yeah, nicely explained. So timing seems like a key difference. Nagarjuna, when does SPE kick in compared to SPT?
Right. So performance engineering should be embedded into every stage of software development lifecycle, beginning with the requirement and design, then extending through coding, testing, deployment, and ongoing monitoring production. By defining non-performance goals early, teams establish clear expectations that guide architecture decision and design approach. During coding, early profiling and modeling help identify performance bottleneck and allow developers to make targeted optimization. Embedding this continuous process of testing with CI/CD pipeline ensure that every code change maintain performance standards. Post-development, real user metrics and monitoring data refine service level, trigger proactive tuning, and support capacity planning. This end-to-end proactive approach reduces the need of expensive rework and late-stage tuning, leading to significant cost and time save. In essence, performance engineering isn't one-off activity. It's a continuous cross-functional discipline that ensures performance becomes a foundational optimized attribute of software throughout its life cycle.
Correct. So performance testing, however, basically kicks in after a stable build is available, close to the release. It mostly focuses on like measuring the performance indicators like response time, throughput, and resource usage under the real workloads to identify and rectify the bottlenecks.
Great. So let's talk techniques. Richa, what are the core practices in performance engineering?
Yeah, sure, Gabby. So performance engineering relies on techniques such as like performance modeling, capacity planning, workload characterization, code profiling, and continuous monitoring. These analytical or simulation tools basically help us forecast the performance outcomes well before the deployment. Talking about the AI, nowadays like AI is like rapidly transforming how performance engineering is conducted, moving from like reactive monitoring to proactive intelligent performance optimization. So the first technique would be like bottleneck prediction and predictive analytics. In this technique, machine learning models basically analyze the historical runs to forecast where performance issues may occur under new code changes, enabling the early identification and mitigation of bottlenecks. Second approach technique would be like adaptive load testing and traffic simulation. AI basically simulates the realistic user behavior using the past traffic patterns, and it dynamically adjusts the load test in flight to reflect the actual usage scenarios, increasing the test fidelity and relevance. Third technique would be forecasting load and capacity needs. So basically AI models, they predict how performance scales with the user load and suggest us the optimized resource configurations for future demand, aligning the system capacity with the business needs.
Okay, I'm going to take the performance testing part of it. So performance testing, by contrast, use empirical testing tools, load generators, monitoring system to simulate real user traffic. Key testing types include load testing, stress testing, spike, and endurance testing, all aim at validating actual system behavior under varying loads. Currently, AI is impacting this domain, specifically in the area of script creation and maintenance and result analysis. In the area of automated test creation and script generation, this particular area is kind of like very much impacted by AI, and it is in a positive way, because manually when we used to manage the script, it used to take a lot of time. Currently, AI tool can generate the test scripts, which include all the assertions, parameterizations, and all the catches and everything. And they do it by extracting the patterns pulled from the business process. And they use, say, for example, Gen AI to produce JMeter script from the test management data. So you need not to go and take a resource, human resource, and tell him to explain the functionality and do the development. Nowadays, the test management tool will trigger the need for performance script, and this Gen AI will select the tool which is suitable for the application and write the code onto it. this is one of the key areas where AI is impacting. Apart from that, self-healing and maintenance activity. Now, you have created the artifacts. Now, these artifacts need to be maintained. As and when there is a change in the application, they have to be revisited and maintained to make sure that they are up and running for the test. So these AI solutions, they listen to the application, and if there is any changes, they do the fixes and make the artifacts ready for the next execution. Apart from that, this particular AI is looking into the area of actual execution. During execution, there's a large set of data is generated. Now, AI is looking into the data and it's trying to identify the spikes, and based on the spikes, they analyze and identify the anomalies. If there are any anomalies, they highlight these things. They look into the trends, and based on the trends, they identify the anomalies and then help in identifying the root cause, which is a major time consuming activity during the result analysis time. After that, automated analyze and reporting. So once the execution is over, in earlier days, the tester has to go through, identify the trends, and then try to put it into a nice report. But nowadays, we have AI, which is helping us in doing the RCAs and putting the data in a manner which is more understandable to the third party or the business and the clients.
Well said, Nags. So let's explore what impacts these types of businesses. So why should organizations invest in both SPE and SPT?
Yeah, sure, Gabby. So if I talk about like performance engineering, SPE. So SPE basically helps the businesses build the systems that are more scalable, efficient, and robust from the day one only. It reduces late stage surprises, lowers the remediation cost, and supports the informed decisions about the architecture and resources. So if I talk about from a business perspective, this directly translates into like faster time to market and reduced operational costs and higher customer satisfaction. So when performance is built into the product from the very beginning, organizations avoid the last minute firefighting and expensive fixes in the production. Instead, the organization releases the products with confidence, knowing that the underlying architecture can handle, say, both current and as well as the future demands. So this basically also improves the scalability, meaning like the system can smoothly support the sudden growth in users, seasonal peaks, or unexpected surges without impacting the customer user experience.
Yeah. And now looking into the impact from the performance testing perspective. Guys, it is very crucial because this particular testing verifies that application can handle whatever is defined user load. And it gives you the proof that, yes, application has reached whatever we are looking for. It helps us in identifying the bottleneck, ensuring system remains responsive and stable in real-world condition. This testing reduces the risk of downtime, protecting the organization reputation and customer trust. It also supports cost saving by catching issues before they occur in production. Ultimately, performance testing helps deliver a seamless user experience, driving customer satisfaction and business growth.
Awesome. So let's close out some of these thoughts and end with the final takeaway. Risha, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure, Gabby. So I would like to conclude like by saying performance engineering is all about designing the performance from the very beginning. When it is done right, it becomes a validation step, not a crisis moment.
Rightly said. If you talk about performance engineering, performance testing, guys, they are not competing. Mm-hmm. They're complementary. Together, they ensure systems are high performing and scalable and ready for production.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for your insights, and thank you to our listeners for joining us for this deep dive into performance engineering versus performance testing. Until next time.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.